put your, like you had canned goods or anything like that in. Closet, I believe they call it.
Safety had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken down furniture. It wasn't any good anymore. What might you call that?
Well, I really don't know what you'd call that. You mean furniture or plow tools or which?
Just anything that,
anything
that
was way?
Getting worn out and you didn't have much use for it.
Well, let me see, what would you call that?
You'd say, that's not good anymore, that's just...
Mm-hmm. I'll have to think a minute. That some things slip my memory now and then.
Well, would you call something like that rubbish or plunder or junk or trash?
Well, you'd call it junk mostly.
Uh-huh.
I suppose just junk, like that. That you throw away, you see, and plow tools or sometimes wagons or stalk cutters. I have an old time stalk cutter out here.
What's that?
That's where they cut corn stalks and cotton stalks, where you put horses and mules to it and pull it. It had wheels to it and it has a lever.
Mm-hmm.
You can raise it up off the ground or you can let it down. And it'll turn. Got blades crossed this way and it'll turn about that far apart and turn.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut these corn stalks or cotton stalks, or you can cut small bushes with them, either one. Of course, now for things like that, to have bush hogs, what you call a bush hog, you see, to cut goes round and round and pull loads with tractors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different kind of plow tools. There's middle busters, turning plow, Georgia stock, double stock, side hair, spring tooth hairs. Middle busters and turning plows, cotton planters, corn planters, fertilizer distributors.
What does a double stock look like?
Well, that's like a Georgia stock, except it has two feet to it.
What's the Georgia
stock? Two beams and 2 feet. And you put a plow, you can put a half shovel on to shovel and sweep, or a solid sweep, either one, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a middle buster with brake land with, big heavy middle buster. I have a 16-inch middle buster out here. It takes two pretty good sized horses to pull it where you're breaking land. And then I have a 10-inch middle buster here that I can cultivate land with.
Mm-hmm.
I can take the middle buster off it, and I can put a half shovel on it, or shovel and a sweep, and I can set it any way that I want to throw the dirt back over or throw the dirt forward, either way. But I'm the only one that I know of that's got a plow stock like that. I bought that the year 22 from the hardware here at Winfield.
What do you call the animals that you could plow with?
Horses, mules.
What would you call two of those hitched up together?
Which?
Two of those mules hitched up together?
If you had mules hooked up together, of course they're males and females, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Horse mules, mare mules. And same way about horses, you like a horse, gilding horse, can marry together, or any way you wanted to, that way.
Well, if you had two working together, you'd say you had...
Double team.
Uh-huh.
You call that the double team. A pair, you call them a pair of horses, a pair of mules.
Uh-huh.
And you put them to plow, you call them a double plow,